If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
As we wake up on this Tuesday, the Mets are now a second-place team, as they did lose and the Phillies did win. So we will get to the sounds from last night. We will take you to Fenway Park. We can talk about Juan Soto in just a moment, but part of this Red Sox win, you had the Alex Bregman ground out that scored a run, the RBI single by Trevor Story, and then the Red Sox going up 3-0.
Senga's 2-2. Duran rips one past Alonso into right field down the line. There goes Narvaez around second, heading for third. He'll take the turn toward home. Soto's throw is cut off by McNeil. It's on its way home, but it's not in time. Narvaez scores from first. Duran with his league-leading sixth triple.
And that one drove in a run to make it 3-0. That was Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio. 3-1 would be the final score as the Mets did next to nothing offensively in this game. Justin Wilson earned the win in relief. Here was Kodai Senga. So he took the loss, did go six innings, but not great early. He wound up allowing the three runs on five hits and three walks.
Yeah, the first couple innings with the win and the just the environment in general, I was having a hard time executing my pitches, but I wanted to go out there, stay in the game, and make it a winnable game, and I was able to stay out there for a good amount.
That was through a translator. So the environment, meaning Fenway, boy, I don't know what he means by
that. Well, the wind and everything, all that. I don't know what he means either, but I do appreciate the fact that he did stay in there.
He
fought through it. He didn't give up.
And he wanted, if you saw when he was coming off the mound in the fifth, he was going the one more.
Yeah.
Right.
And, by the way, the Mets had eight hits last night. They can't put them together.
Agreed. And the one I thought
they haven't been putting them together.
Was it Tyrone Taylor when they had first and third with Alvarez on third base?
Yep.
And he looked at strike three, which was borderline, but did look at strike three.
And Alvarez was in the mix last night. I really thought he was going to come through in the ninth there, but because he was just, he looked like he was locked in, but didn't happen.
Nope. Here was Carlos Mendoza, the old RISP game. The Mets not doing much with runners in scoring position.
A couple opportunities there, with first and second, less than two outs, and we couldn't come through. At times, feel like taking really good pitches to hit, being passive, and then at times chasing. So we got to start executing.
Okay, and then, of course, they're not executing, and you see CBS Sports Network showing these double play balls, the Soto one and the Nimmo one, and then you've got the whole thing with the single off the Green Monster to left field with Soto. This was Carlos Mendoza on Soto posing.
He thought he had it, but with the win and all that. And in this ballpark or, anywhere, but in particular in this one, with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So, we'll discuss that.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Carlos Mendoza, for saying that.
Exactly.
No, by the way, this whole thing with the private jet, did you see Jeff Passan's tweet?
What did he say now?
That said he flies on the team. There is no private jet.
No. Time out. So what we were talking about this yesterday, and what I was saying is that it was reported by Carl Ravitch on the game that part of the part of the contract is that there is a private jet for his family.
Okay. And I thought I was listening to not you guys, but I thought that.
No. And people took it. And I don't know if I said that he was on the plane, but I don't know. I don't think he is. But I would say that, the private jet is there for his family at their beck and call, I guess.
Right. But I guess Men Passon's point was he's with the team. He's not doing anything on his own.
He is with the team, but the family can fly to the away cities if they want to on a private jet.
Got it.
That is part of the perk package.
As many as they want to, or?
Yes. As far as we're concerned, anytime they want to.
Yeah. Well, here was Soto.
That means if they want to go, let's say the Mets are on a 9-game road trip. Let's say they're going to Chicago, San Francisco, and let's say the LA Angels.
Fly.
Home.
Yeah.
Private.
Al, the way it was told to us yesterday, is that fair to say? We're not speaking out of turn with that they can fly whenever they want privately as part of the perks.
Yeah, when they want to fly to an away game, they work it out with the Mets and get it done.
Yeah, so there you go. So whatever scenario you want to paint.
So it's just his family, not like anybody else's.
Not as far as I know. That seems to be a
specific. Just want to make sure we get specifically, it's just his family, not anybody else on the team's family.
Maybe Ryan Stanek?
Unless maybe they want to get a big enough plane and then Juan wants to invite somebody else's family members. Right? Really doesn't matter who's on the plane.
I don't know all the details.
Just want to make sure that we're right because, you know, if we're wrong, they'll tell us we're wrong.
Right, but they didn't give me the whole contract. They just said
that he flies with the team. Like, he's not pulling an A-Rod where he stays in a different hotel. Or does he?
That I didn't ask.
Answers,
either.
Al. Answers.
Come on, Al.
See, what I did here, maybe people didn't pick up on this, but it was masterful. Because all of these questions were going to come right to me. And I didn't have the answers. So I made you go to him. So he had to deal with this questioning.
But he said,
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, but he sent us a text because he got contacted by the Mets yesterday saying that we were inaccurate about what we said. And I want to make sure that we're accurate.
Correct.
So now you can call them back today and say, okay, so how many private jets can they take and how many games can they go to? I'd be like, that's all. Like, let's just be accurate. Since we're, you know, we're discussing this, we might as well be accurate as best we can.
Okay.
Al. Oh, man. Sorry, so here is the post game with Soto and the reporter about not running hard out the box. The
last couple of nights, you've had a couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling and very hard, if you see it today, you could tell.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would also say that, you know, welcome to the Mets. Welcome to, like, you know, if you're not performing, people are going to get on your ass. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, he never really had a long stretch last year with the Yankees where he was slumping. He did deal with a little bit of an injury and then was out for a bit, and then it took him maybe a few games to get back to himself, but he didn't deal with this at all last year. Like, there was never a point where people were hammering him for his performance when he was a Yankee, so this is his first real experience.
Now, again, I think some of this is amplified by the Yankee fans in our life.
Well, yeah.
But we see what we see. I mean, you can't not see it.
Right. It's also the fact that it's $50, $60 million a year, and he's batting $250.
Yeah, he got a $75 million signing bonus this year.
And we're 8 weeks in. Here he is. He was asked if the team is pressing with runners in scoring position. This is Soto.
I don't think so. I think it's the same thing. Sometimes you got to give credit to the pitchers that they've been doing a really good job painting the strike zone and executing their pitches.
I guess. Mets have lost 4 of 5. You got Clay Holmes making the start tonight.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.